Alex, the Community Sport and Recreation Awards are here with the aim to champion grassroots work. So talk me through some of the categories.
Absolutely, yeah. The Community and Sport Recreation Awards are coming in March 2019. They've been running for over 20 years, and there are five different categories where people can get involved in that really do celebrate grassroots sport and how it brings communities together. So those five categories that you can put applications in for are mental health, volunteering, youth development, community engagement, and creative partnerships. And I would really urge the netball family to get involved, as each winner for the category receives £1,000 to either spend growing the project they're working on, or they can even reinvest in growing the club, growing the community, or purchasing equipment.
And with netball here as the example, it's those volunteers, the club members who've given so much to a team over the years, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. With my 8 years that I spent at England Netball, I travelled the length and breadth of the country, and I know just how passionate, how dedicated and how hardworking the netball family are. They run small clubs around the country. They really do try to push for participation. They're looking to include hard-to-reach communities, and they all do such a wonderful job. And I just feel it's about time that the netball community got that recognition they deserved. They're such a fantastic, fanatical community. And when a chance like this comes up to receive some recognition and potentially even a cash reward if they win, they should certainly be jumping on board and shouting about the fantastic things they do.
Grassroots in any game is obviously leading to huge success. Have you maybe seen some netball players in the past who at a younger age and then progressed into the Roses setup in your time there?
Yeah, of course. So as part of my role when I was the communications manager at England Netball, I would travel around the country watching schools tournaments, under 17 tournaments, under 19 tournaments. A recent example from the Sunshine Girls series, which has just passed, was George Fisher. And I've tracked her journey from Turnford and kind of local netball all the way through the England youth system. And to see her finally take to the court as an England Rose, you feel a sense of pride that the netball community has helped nurture somebody all the way through the system to potentially competing for a spot for the World Cup next year as well. And that's just one example. There are so many youngsters out there that are being inspired day on day by these clubs, and they have to start somewhere. And I, having spent a lot of time with the England Roses, they're always the first set of people to recognise that and to thank coaches from when they were 8, 9, 10 years old who helped them make that journey. And it's nice that there's the opportunity such as this where these fantastic clubs and fantastic projects can in turn be recognised. So it's no longer celebrating these players that finally pull on the red dress and appear on TV and have those fantastic moments such as the Comm Games, but to actually reverse that recognition and show how great the grassroots is for netball.
People like Nat as well, I suppose, from going to Wasps and then obviously at Swifts now, you would have been aware of her progress over the years.
I'm immensely proud of Natalie, actually. When I was first in the system, I went to Sheffield EIS, and the England under-19 captain with a beaming smile on her face came over and introduced herself, and that was Natalie Haythornthwaite, and she was one of the kindest, most hardworking netballers I had come across. And again, seeing her journey and seeing her development to rightfully getting a contract over in Australia at Super Netball and playing with the Roses and really kind of cementing her reputation, it's a source of pride, I think, for the whole netball family.
So the Community Sports and Recreation Awards, what are your partners in this?
We have several partners that help support and promote these awards. So we have Howden, Micro Trading, Rocket Seed, Sport 80, Travel Leads, and Gately, Hayes McIntyre. There's a lovely long list there, as to be expected. And I know we're talking to a couple of more partners who are looking to get involved, because this passion to celebrate grassroots success is really increasing. And I think people want to come on board and show that they're committed and caring at that level. It's not all about the international scene and our elite superstars. It's fantastic to celebrate them, but it's the grassroots level and our grassroots volunteers, clubs and projects that really make the game.
And the award event itself, when's that taking place?
So that's taking place March next year, and our president, HRH, the Earl of Wessex, will be hosting the event, and I know he's a very keen supporter of the grassroots as well, so it's a fantastic occasion for our winners to celebrate successes and also mingle amongst some royalty as we all recognise the fantastic work they do.
What's a closing date for this?
So the closing date for entries is November 18th. So there's around a month to go for the Netball family to share this and to encourage people they know who are running clubs or looking after initiatives and projects to make sure they either follow us on Twitter at SportRecTweets or head over to the website sportandrecreation.org.uk, and there's a list of how you can enter, some details about the awards and what we're looking for. And I've had a look. I've only been at the Sport and Recreation Alliance for 6 months now, and I've had a look back at some of the previous winners, and there are certainly not enough netball winners for my liking, because I know how great the jobs that people do at the grassroots level, and I want to see them celebrated and recognised. So I would strongly urge the netball family to get online, have a look at the application process and start applying, because I would like to see five netball winners across five categories and £5,000 going into the netball family if possible.